Coast Radio News for Friday, June 26th, 2020. I'm George Henry. The Oregon Health Authority and the Oregon Department of Education, in light of the coronavirus pandemic, are reviewing policies regarding the reinstitution of classes in the fall. New guidelines out Wednesday are being reviewed by Siuslaw School Board and staff. For the past several months, staff has been meeting twice a week to go over the onslaught of changes and updates, and the schools are working on three scenarios for fall studies. The situation has been challenging, according to Superintendent Annie Grizz-Kowiak.
That's the hard part for everybody, is that there's been this conditional updating every couple of weeks. And so, again, what I said 2 weeks ago may not be applicable to the new conditions in the future.
Rising cases of COVID-19 outside of Lane County will undoubtedly have an impact on how the school year will look. Grizz-Kowiak says that regardless of the situation in Lane County, and Western Lane in particular, the schools are administered by the state. And that means rules instituted because of problems in Multnomah County affect how Florence's school year will go.
Schools are held outside of the county level restrictions. How adults operate in the county is different from ODE's mandate with schools involving minor children. And the governor said schools operate on a statewide service model.
He says, unfortunately, firm decisions will not be made until at least mid-August, and then depending on the effect that COVID-19 is having at the time. There hasn't been a day this week where the coronavirus numbers dropped below the 100 mark. Yesterday, the new numbers were 124 for the state. In Lane County, there were 5 new cases to report, and according to officials, those cases can be attributed to a house party in the Eugene Springfield area and involved individuals in their late teens. The Portland area still holds the highest concentration of new cases. The new total for Oregon is 7,568, and 2 new deaths are also being attributed to the virus, a man and woman from Marion County, both 83 years old and both with underlying health conditions. Lane County's total is now at 112, with 4 of those cases being presumptive. While there has definitely been increased traffic in the Florence area, AAA Oregon is reporting the travel around the state is down 15% from last summer. It is the first recorded decline in summer travel since 2009. However, the most popular form of transportation this summer will be by car. 90% of drivers are choosing to drive to their destinations. This is causing increases in gas prices due to increased demand. Prices in Florence have seen a jump in the last week, with a regular gallon of gas now at an average of $2.46 a gallon, a 5-cent increase over last week. Marie Dodds with AAA says we can see prices continue to rise through the 4th of July holiday. The Friends of Florence van that transports individuals to Eugene for cancer treatments will begin operations again Monday, July 6th. The van had been shut down since the beginning of the coronavirus. New restrictions will be in place for operations, according to Friends of Florence Operations Chief Bart Mueller. The 5-day-a-week service will only be able to carry 4 patients on the 15-passenger bus. Passengers will also be required to wear face masks, and temperatures will be taken. No one with a temperature over 100 degrees will be allowed to ride. The bus is equipped with a sanitizer and handheld electrostatic sprayer that will disinfect seats between operations. That's Coast Radio News for Friday, June 26, 2020.